Today's Lenten devotional is written by the Reverend Dr. Scott Dennis, class of 2013. The 130th Psalm is a pilgrimage psalm, which is fitting since Lententide is a journey that begins with us getting our sorry ashes in church, and when we end at the foot of the cross and peeking into the empty tomb. However, before we begin our journey with the psalmist and the countless great cloud of witnesses who have gone before us, the saints, we find ourselves transported to an all too alien, uncomfortable, and yet all too familiar place, a depth, possibly a great depth, or even the valley of the shadow of death itself. In this place of removal, distance, and isolation, what happens? We find ourselves joining the psalmist and crying out to the Lord, who seems so distant from this place of deep isolation. Yet, he alone is our only hope during this pilgrim journey of our spiritual discontent. If we proceed from verses 1 and 2 on to verses 3 and 4, we are reminded of the good news that the Lord is our help alone, since none of us can stand on our own merits. None of us mortals have any hope within ourselves. Hence, should the Lord consider our iniquities, we must rely upon his forgiveness. Thus, we journey from verses 3 and 4 on to verses 5 and 6, where we join the psalmist in waiting for the Lord with that which is deepest within ourselves, for as long as it takes him to appear and liberate us from the depths. No wonder, then, we journey from verses 5 and 6 on to the psalm's conclusion in verses 7 and 8. With predecessors gone before us, we hope in the Lord as individuals united in the church militant, who rely on his hesed, his steadfast, unbreakable, never-ending, faithful love to us, his children. Here we conclude with the psalmist, "The Lord shall redeem us from our iniquities, from our time of separation in the deep pit of isolation and hopelessness." Such a fitting psalm for Lententide, since we know where our journey ends, with redemption. Now, that's a journey worth embracing. Let us pray. Dearest Lord Jesus, aid our Lententide pilgrimage to your cross and tomb. Take our spiritual discontent to fill us with your assurance that you journey with us each step of the way to redemption. Grant us a holy, restful, and safe sleep this night that we may arise eager for the new day. This we ask for your name's sake. Amen.